Shalom Aleichem, it's good to be here and to learn a sicha with you, Chai Yisada Beis. And fascinating sicha to really explore the conversation, the story that takes place between Rivka, Lavan, her mother, and Eliezer. There's a whole conversation that happens in the second half of the parsha between where Eliezer presents his case. At some stage in the conversation, they say the Nishal Aspia, let's call the Rivka and ask her opinion. Says Rashi Mikan, from here we learn, Emesinis Isha Al Medaita, that you only marry a woman off with her agreement, with her, you know, with her knowledge. In fact, if the Shaila, the question is asked, just a few psukim ago, it said that Lavan the Mesul said, go for it, the marriage is on. So first you say the marriage is on, then you ask her opinion, and from there you learn that you have to follow her opinion, but they already agreed before that. So seemingly, when they asked the second time, it wasn't about the shidduch. It must have been, they were just asking if you want to go now or later. So that's no proof that you asked the kala first. Also, when it says, Vayomer Achia V'ima, the brother and mother said, let's ask her, asks Rashi, where was Besuel, the dad? And it says he was trying to hold back. The shidduch, so Malach came and killed him. So in other words, the brother and mother didn't want to hold back. But over here, it sounds like they're not convinced. They're saying, let's go ask the girl. So do they want to hold back? Do they not want to hold back? And then Rivka later on tells them, when she says, I want to go, she says, Eilech me'atzmi ve'afi me'chem ra'it. Even if you don't want. In other words, she felt that they didn't want. So then why are they not killed? So what takes place before when they agree to now let's ask, the soul is killed for not agreeing, what's going on? And again, how did they ask, how did they decide without asking Rivka's permission? And why Taka, by the end, does Rivka go right away without waiting a full 12 months, which is the derech, that a young girl gets 12 months before she's married. Earlier, the Pasuk says, Teshev anari tanu yomim ha'asar. Let the girl sit with us a year or 10 months. Rashi explains, what does a yomim mean, a year? Because you give a psula, you give a virgin 12 months to prepare herself with jewelry. Now, everyone knows that you need to prepare for jewelry, so why does Rashi have to say that, explain why they would need a year? Everyone knows. You should, on the contrary, you should have just explained why 10 months. In other words, if they say a year, why do they change 10 months? Now, said the Rebbe, you could say that they thought that for Rivka they would need 12 months, but not necessarily everyone else does. So then how does Rashi know that was the standard custom, that everybody used to have 12 months? And other opposite, the Rebbe, just opposite. The fact that they suggest that it could only be 10 months, then why are they willing to give up on 2 months? And if there's a reason for 10 months and that was the custom, why are they asking for 12 months? So there is no standard. So why are you saying from there that you learn that a girl gets 12 months? You're learning, on the contrary, you're learning something very ambiguous, not something clear. Says the Rebbe, when they say the Nishalo Aspia, let's ask her opinion, it must be that they're not asking her, do you want to go now, but in the general shidduch. Why? Because they don't say, Hatelchi Ata, will you go now with the man? They say, will you go with this man? In other words, are you up for the challenge? Do you want to go with the guy? Now, the fact that you say that there was already an agreement for the shidduch previously, because they said, Hashem Yetzadav, the word came out of God, so yes, we agree, something must have happened in between. Between when Lavan Suel said okay, and now Nishal Espi, let's ask her opinion, something happened. Said the Rebbe. When Lavan and Suel said, Hashem Yatzadar, but it came out of Hashem, we can't go against it. Why? Says Rashi explains, Shenikor Shem Hashem Yatzadar, Lefiturecha Shazim Lucha. Based on all the miracles and all the things that happened to you, it's obvious that Hashem wants this to happen. In other words, they agreed, not because they weren't respecting Rivka's opinion, but because opinions don't matter in this case. Hashem wants it, Hashem will make it. However, right then, Eliezer throws a spanner in the works. What does he say? Shalchem, send him back. And they say, 1 second, it's very nice that you want that to the Hashem Yatzadavar, but give her a year, 10 months. Let her go after that. But he says, no, I'll talk to her. So don't hold me back. I want to go now. then suddenly they say, let's ask her opinion. Why? Because now it's no longer Hashem that's making the decision. Something's changed. Why? Because how did you get there? In other words, you're making us mistrust your whole approach. Your approach was to say that's a miracle, and that all sounded great. Suddenly you're now changing the narrative and saying the girl doesn't deserve to get the 12 months she usually gets. And you never even made it as a condition earlier. So why is it coming now? So they start doubting everything. Even the fact that he has the document from Avram that says everything goes to Yitzchak. And all the miracles. So because it was only because of the Hashem Yatzar Dabra that they agreed with Avram because of Hashem. Now that it's there a doubt because Hashem Yatzar Dabra is not so clear. Because why is he suddenly insisting on going now? Now it's just this call. Nikrala now, let's call. Said the Rebbe, on this we can understand that that Rashi explains Teishav Amnari Tanu, that this is what you give girls 12 months. Because that was the foundation of their statement. Otherwise, why are they asking for 12 months? The foundation for the statement was, well, the reason they're doubting it was because everyone gets 12 months. So how do you know that Hashem wants you to leave now? Maybe the only reason he made the whole rush was that you should start the process of 12 months early. But who said you have to get married now? So why 10 months? Says the Rebbe, because he had already given her some jewelry. So you might suggest that they were saying, you know what, based on the jewelry you've given her, the gift's fine, you've taken care of 2 months. But you've only given her 15% of what she needs. But there's still 10 months left. The fact that he insists and says, go, that's what makes them doubt. And but Rivka makes the final decision. Says the Rebbe, and he says, now you could make a little deal, another deal. Rashi changes the Medrash. The Medrash usually says, that a girl who's an orphan, you don't marry her without her permission. Over here, Rashi doesn't say the same. It says, you don't marry a woman. In other words, he's focusing on the fact that it's a woman. Well, Rivka was 3 years old according to Shulchan Aruch. According to other opinions, she was 14, but according to simple Rashi, it goes 3 years. So what's the Rebbe trying to say? The Rebbe is trying to point out that in this Rivka was an issue. Why? Because it's not an issue of age, it's an issue of maturity. And the Rebbe brings a proof from the next parsha. Parsha's told us that when it says the boys grew up, Yaakov and Esav, it says, Rashi says, as long as they were children, you couldn't tell in their behavior and you weren't exactly knowing where they're up to. Once they're 13 years old, this one went to Shul and this one went to Abed Zara. So in other words, the adults, their true colors manifest. Even though technically you could have seen it but when they were a child, but the child's not fully responsible. So, says the Rebbe, and the fact that Rashi has to say, as long as they were small, they weren't obvious in their actions, and nobody will check on them, what's he trying to say? That if people had looked earlier, they would have seen the difference already. But people told, as long as they're a kid, they don't really focus on the difference. They don't focus on it. They say, okay, he's a child. Over here, when Eliezer made a siman, that this is the girl that I'm looking for, it's a girl that will give me water. And Takeshi didn't. So he was actually checking on her. Unlike what most people that they don't check on the young adults, he checks on her. So that means that she was already mature, that she was worthy of being studied, and therefore she's an isha. Says that ever from him, there's a general yonim flowing even by halacha. And from this Rashi, we learned something interesting. Regarding the fact that 13, at age 13, is b'shloshah sub mitzvahs, there's two opinions in the halacha. Some people say that it is a issue of nature. That at 13 you become mature. And other people say it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not nature. What's the nafkemina? When a ben noyach is chayiv in mitzvahs, in their shet mitzvahs. If you say it's of nature, then every child will be by 13 because the Torah says that naturally that's what happens. 13, you become mature, so there shouldn't be a difference between a Yid and non-Yid. But point to the opinion that's Lachal Meshim Sinai, Le'nit no Shiurim. Shiurim are not given by Bnei Noach, so therefore it would be dependent on nature. And the point you could say that the Avos were Bnei Noach. So according to the second opinion, and Rashi seems to be holding that, that's depending on nature, she's an Isha, because even though she's 3 years old, she had the maturity, and therefore it's not a Xeris Akasa that has to be 13. But rather, whenever they are ready.